Ngiyabonga msakazi ithuba ngibingelele labalaleli emakhaya. Kuliqiniso ngempela ukuthi ugqirha umama ukhuphe uvote no. Isizathu esibangele lokho ukuthi uzokhumbula ukuthi iconstitution le iyenzwe ngo-2013 kusetshenzwe kanzima ukuthi size sifike lapho esikhona. Abantu beZimbabwe ngobuningi babo bavota bethi le constitution bayayivuma. Manje asikwazi-ke ukuthi le minyaka eyi-10 ingakagcwali nje. Nanku sesisithi ayitshintshwe, itshintshwa ngendlela etshintshwa ngakhona. Kube sikhuluma kanje sithi iyatshintshwa manje, sesifuna ukuthi kube le-50% yabomama ephalamende ngabe siyezwa. Hayi lokho esikubiza ngesilungu sithi piecemeal, ithi ba-extenda i-women's quota in parliament. Kodwa okuningi nje abakwenzayo kurong. So hayi umama ukhuphe wasethi hayi akakwazi-ke ukuvota athi yena kulungile lokho abantu beZimbabwe bangambona kanjani. Usakulwisa namandla, ayisokaqali ayisopposition entsha le. Position endala leyo ngalandela kahle kuPoland. Sasiyilwisa le nto labo baba uprofesa Maduku. Sizithi hayi ayisonto esiyijahileyo, ayisonto ehamba phambili le. Into edingekayo ngabe sikhuluma ukuze sifaka 50% bomama ngabe kuyazwakala. Ngabe sithi sesifaka umthetho ngempela oyenza i-devolution ebonakalayo, i-devolution yangempela ngabe siyavuma. But besingajahanga into leyo kuthiwa sokudrotshwa u-running mate. Ngoba sibona ukuthi into eyiyo abazama ukuthi bathi bayinyange ngokukhupha u-running mate yini ayikho nje, into ze-internal politics zezano okungamelanga ukuthi ilizwe lingeniswe kuzo.
Manje ukuvota abanye bevota uno, abanye bevota uyes, akutshengisi na ukuthi akula kubambana ebandleni?
Hayi angazi msakazi, njalo angizimiselanga ukuthi ngikhulume ngakho lokho. Mina umuntu engingaye la ngudokotela uKhuphe. Ngakubuza ngodokotela uKhuphe ngizokuphendula yonke imibuzo. Okokuthi abanye bathini kwathini, hayi ungixolele okwamanje msakazi, ngizoma kudokotela uKhuphe nje kuphela.